Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. How does Kevin Herr handle autograph seekers? Like Charles Barkley? Like Johnny Manziel? Or like Jack Ham?
You usually have to have some autograph seekers first before it's an issue.
Ah, yes, that is a prerequisite.
And when that happens, I'll be sure to let you know.
Now, the Manziel thing, this guy, for 2 hours, was hanging around him. Isn't there a point where you transition from autograph seeker fan to stalker?
There's a fine line there, yeah.
Fine line. You passed that line after 10 minutes.
And I was going to say, and he crossed it, I think, yeah.
10 minutes. All right? You cross it. There are certain points. Look, I watch how Jack handles Jack Ham, how he handles things. He's never turned anybody down. He has... You know, they treat him well, he treats them well, and with, you know, the respect goes both ways, and that's terrific. Yeah, and that's the way it should be. And but there's 90%+ of fans that, for whatever reason, okay, 90%+ are terrific. They are polite. They're respectful. They just fans. They love the players. They love the team, the whole thing. And they're normal. I mean 90%+. But then there's a 5% that just a little bit, you know, beyond the... Like, here's the line, you cross it over.
Yeah, but on the other side of that, I think as Johnny Manziel and a representative of the Cleveland Browns, I do believe he has somewhat of a obligation. Maybe obligation isn't the right word, but a responsibility to sign an autograph here and there, especially a guy who needs the positive PR that he does. Now, there's a point where the fan base goes too far, sure.
Look, I think that there's some cases where you got to sit back and kind of read the situation. You know what? Everything is not blanket like that, Kev. It's just not.
Well, I don't disagree with you there. I understand.
I know we've got the Ryan Howard incident where he took you and your kid and just basically tossed you to the garbage curb. I got that.
Blew us off like we weren't even there.
Huh?
Exactly. That's a great example of what it was. Yes. Well done. Well done.
And you've never forgotten it.
No. I haven't.
Sage Karam, on the other hand, spend time with your son. You are forever indebted.
Well, but there's a good example of somebody who is trying to make a name for themselves and knows that you need to spend a little extra time even when you maybe don't feel 100% comfortable doing it. Now, I'm not saying that was the case with him. He seemed more than happy to sit there and talk wrestling with my son and his friend for a good 5 minutes or so.
I talked to him. And he asked me who were those nuts. I said, "Well, that's actually the son of my buddy."
Uh-huh.
So the conversation didn't quite go as well as you thought.
Oh, was I misinterpreting the response? I see.
Just kidding.
But again, I think it at some point, especially if you're Johnny Manziel, though, I mean, you have a reputation right now that isn't that positive. So don't you want to do something to make it a little... If you're going to ignore someone for an autograph, that's fine. I understand that. Should the guy looking for the autograph have gone as far as he did? Absolutely not. That is ridiculous. To sit there and hound for what reportedly was at least an hour as he was around playing golf.
I heard two.
Well, and that's why I said at least an hour and possibly more. I understand Johnny Manziel's frustration and then, you know, the lashing out. Now, does that give him the right to throw a bottle at the guy? Probably not. But I understand his frustration, and I also understand that the fan went way too far. After you get the no, you leave and you walk away. When Ryan Howard said no and walked on, were we upset? Yeah. Did we sit there and try and follow him all the way down the foul line? No.
Because security stopped us.
That's a different story. Now you're changing things. So I understand Manziel's frustration. I understand the frustration of the fan, but I think the fan in this case went too far. And sadly, I have to somewhat justify or take the side of Manziel here and say that, you know, maybe he was not altogether wrong.
He got harassed. I mean, does anybody deserve to be harassed?
But do you act upon that by throwing something? No, that's where I draw the line, and I think he went too far. Was he provoked? Absolutely. Now, what Charles Barkley did? That's definitely going too far. That might be considered assault.
Well, he's been arrested 8 times, as he said.
That's what I'm saying. That might be assault.
That's what he says. All right.
But again, if you're Johnny Manziel and you're in a media, positive media question, to put it lightly, I mean, this guy has not had a lot of good PR lately. I would think you'd want to do whatever you could do to...
It depends. You know, it depends on what people say to you. You don't know what
you're
this
right.
guy said
no,
to him.
No, you're right. Right? But I'm just saying, if he simply went up and asked for an autograph, as the report is, and Manziel said no, I understand the frustration of the fan, but... I think he should have given the autograph. I think he should have given the autograph. I do. Yes, now, do I think the fan should have followed him around for 2 hours? No. But he should have given the autograph. What? I don't know. It goes back to PR. It goes back to positive PR. Why give somebody another reason to dislike you?
I agree. Look, as you know, number one, Jack has never turned down anybody.
That's what I was just about to say. I've seen him at a couple of broadcasts with you over the years, and I have never seen... That man is busy signing from the moment you guys go to commercial break to the moment you guys are back, and sometimes even through that.
Now, we do have a funny story about that. There was a game last year, and we're sitting there. He looks up, and there was nobody standing there, and he says, "Oh, wow, there's nobody standing there." I said, "Well, geez, Jack, you think after 15 years you've signed everybody.
You might have caught everybody that wanted one."
I said, "I think we're out of people, don't you think?"
You finally reached the plateau of signing everybody.
Exactly. And as you know, for me, I don't sign anywhere near as many as he does, not even remotely close, but I'm still asked to sign stuff. I've never once turned anybody down either.
And you know what? The other thing I've seen Jack do, Jack will not only sign it, but he signs it to where it almost looks like you could read it, and he'll throw in little things like HOF and the year he went in the Hall of Fame, or sometimes he'll put on his number.
Actually, that authenticates the autograph.
Well, sure it
does.
That's
why he does it.
But he doesn't have to do that.
He'll put HOF, 1988 or college HOF 1990. So he will do that.
But the point is that I was trying to make is he doesn't have to. He can just do what a lot of people do and just sign it and draw a line.
He does it though. He does that because it authenticates it, and that's a big reason he does it. He wants to make sure that people know it's a legit thing.
Sure. And that's the other thing that I know a lot of people have a problem with, that they'll go and sign these things for free, and somebody will go on eBay and get a couple of $100 for it.
There's certain autographs that, for example, are signatures that are actually very tough for authenticators. I'll give you one that's extremely difficult. John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy's signature is very difficult for authenticators. Why? Because over time it changed. Well, how do you authenticate someone's signature changes? How he signed things in 1940 is a little bit different than how he signed things in the 50s, is a little bit different than how he signed things when he was president. So his is one that authenticators really struggle with, to make sure that his signature on something, when something goes up for auction or something like that, you want it authenticated. President Kennedy's was very difficult to authenticate because of the fact that he actually changed his signature several times. So how the heck do you know? So I'm being serious here.
No, I know. I know. I've heard that story before, and there's a couple of... I think Babe Ruth is another one that they have to authenticate based on the time period.
Yeah, and Babe Ruth, same way. You got to do that. There are several things that are important that when you sign something for somebody. Number one, talk to them. Essentially, what you're doing is make them feel welcome. Hey, what's your name? Hey, how long you been a season ticket holder? Whatever. And not only that, when you sign something, now it's easy for me. I have 10 letters, for God's sakes. Okay, but you sign it where they can read it. And that's a really important thing. You sign it where they can read it. Shirts are exponentially tougher to sign than anything.
Oh, I bet.
Baseballs are very tough to sign. That's only because of size.
Footballs would be harder because of the dimples on it.
No, footballs are easy because most people get you the autographed football.
Oh, so almost, you have a smooth side.
Almost everybody gives an autographed football.
Yeah, I
have found basketballs tough to sign because of the dimples. Very tough. And it's really important. It's really important to use Sharpies instead of using pens.
Let me ask you this question, though. I know, and I said this earlier. A lot of, and I understand where they're coming from. A lot of sports personalities are upset because they're asked to sign something that they're not getting any direct money for at whatever kind of event, and somebody goes on eBay and sells it. My question is this.
I'm the opposite. I get confused when people ask. I'm like, really?
You really think you're going to make money on this? Okay.
No, I look at it and go, really? I mean, I wouldn't want mine, but I do it anyway.
But and I know
I'm more complimented than they are.
But I know a lot of athletes, especially, get upset about that because they're giving something away. My answer to that though is. All right, I see where you're coming from, but remember, if that person doesn't come to the game, and there's a bunch of those type of people that don't come to the game, you don't get a paycheck either. If nobody shows up to the game, you don't have a game. It's not like you're playing these baseball games in front of zero people and still playing them.
Well, you know what? But that's why Jack signs the way he signs. It's put up on eBay. At least it's authenticated. I mean, he doesn't think, and believe me, he's talked to me about the eBay thing before. The ones that really strike me where I sit back and I'll say to myself, you have to be kidding me, okay, are at minor league baseball games. where they have all the cards of all the players, and they hang out in a spot, and they try to get them all to sign. I'm not kidding.
Well, you never know when that guy's going to be a big leaguer and when he's going to be an all-star.
What? Oh, I don't understand. It's such a waste of time.
Yeah, but
it's a waste of...
Part of that goes to collecting, and part of that goes to... Some people think of this as an investment. But you know what, though? If you're upset, okay, if you're upset,
one, I mean, look, the Comcast guy's got it right. Gold or soybeans, either one. Go for it.
If you're upset as an athlete that people are making money on your autograph, what's stopping you from taking a bunch of baseballs, footballs, or whatever, and putting them on eBay yourself?
But Jack will do autograph shows. He'll do autograph. He just did one down at Robert Morris. He's gone to Arizona to do autograph shows.
Bobby Moe.
All right, but you know, I mean, he's done that. So it's not like he hasn't done it.
No, I know you.
He's,
I know
he's done. And in fact, I think at Robert Morris, I think he did they did the impossible. They got Jack Lambert to come out with him.
And, oh wow! I'm just thinking of a football with both of those names on it.
See, and I don't
what
I don't
a piece
see
to
it.
My collection.
See, I don't see that.
Okay,
no, I really don't.
But here's the thing: I don't collect to make money on it later. It's almost like it's like decorating your house with a painting. Why do you have paintings or pictures in your house? Because they mean something to you.
Mine's just to take up space.
So, in other words, you have no pictures of your kids or grandkids in the house.
Well, but they're on the mantle. That's a little different.
But they're still a decoration because they mean something to you. That's what I'm saying.
Excuse me, that's different than a total stranger.
But no, you have a connection to
it. But you can't look out at all these people and tell them they shouldn't have their children and grandparents or whatever and have photos of them in a frame.
I'm not saying that. Right? I'm saying that's the parallel, though. I mean, you always wonder why in the world I have these pictures of athletes in, because I have a connection to it somehow. You have a connection to the pictures that are on your mantle because they're your family. This is a connection that I have because of my love of Pittsburgh Steelers sports or Mario Andretti.
Not related. The two are not related at all. The two are absolutely not even the same realm.
See, it is in my mind.
You're now looking at a grandmother in Milton who's listening to this show saying, the picture of her two adorable grandchildren is equivalent to you having some worship for Troy Polamalu.
No, I'm saying there's an attachment to that photo. That's the reason you have that photo.
The photo is that's a grandchild.
Yes, that's my point. There's a reason you have that photo. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying there's a reason you picked this particular painting to put on your wall.
But there's a difference between having a picture of a loved one up there versus one of an absolute total stranger.
Mario Andretti was not a total stranger to me. I spent a lot of time with him, just not personally.
Why don't we ask him how well he knows you?
Actually, I spent more time with Aldo than I did with Mario, but that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story.
I'm saying that those two do not equate at all. All due respect to what you're trying to do here.
I understand.
The two do not equate at all. You can't look at the parent in Sealands Grove, who has pictures of their 3-4 children up on the wall or up on their mantle, and tell them that it equates to you having a Jack Lambert signed jersey hanging up in your rec room.
All right, let me go back to the painting.
That doesn't equate. Now the painting, okay, I can buy the painting thing because you look at it and go, oh look, a bowl of fruit. I can relate to a bowl of fruit. Right? Okay.
I'm thinking about something a little bit deeper than a bowl of fruit, but okay. If you're willing to understand and concede that point.
A stream. But you put up things that are... If I'm going to put up a painting, I don't care whether... You know, I wouldn't put up abstract art. That's just, you know... But, for example, someone has a beautiful stream in Vermont. They painted it. It looks beautiful. And I think if I put it up there, it'll enhance the room. What you're talking about goes in a rec room. Okay? All right. Here
maybe in your house, but in my house, it enhances the room.
Oh, but I'm saying, though, okay, let me tell you what I have in the studio. You've been in the studio.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here in the studio, I have a picture of, okay, of Kathy and me. I have a picture of my brother, my late mother, and me together. All right? Okay? I have a picture of Ron Moeller, Jack, Dick Girardi, Jeff Tarman, and me together. Okay? Okay. So far, we have not, like, crossed over into the... I have a picture of my broadcast location at Beaver Stadium looking at the field. A picture of the Jordan Center from my broadcast location looking at the court. A picture of the State College Spikes from my broadcast location looking out. All right? I've got a picture of me standing on the of from my point of view on the stage looking out at the crowd in Dublin, because Jack and I were blown away by how many people were there. And I just took my phone out and just snapped one real quick, and I framed it. I've got a picture of Fenway Park. I've got an aerial picture of Beaver Stadium, Medler Field, and the Jordan Center. I've got a picture of Jack and me together, and I've got a picture of Joe and me together at Football Eve. I've got a picture of Pat Chambers, Jeff Tarman, and Roger Corey at the basketball show, and a picture of James Franklin and me doing a pregame show together. That's what I've got.
Okay, but my point is, doesn't every one of those have a significant meaning to you?
Yeah, they're all people I personally know.
Okay. Well, but okay, maybe your significant meaning is different.
I know all of these people. These people are good friends to me that mean something to me. Okay? They aren't total strangers, and I don't worship any of them. I think I personally think the world of all of them, and all have a personal meaning to me in my life.
Well, that's okay? Now I'm taking down my Steve Jones autograph poster.
Okay. On the other hand, Troy Polamalu is some total stranger that does Head and Shoulders commercials.
Well, that's true now. Actually, you know what the best piece in my collection is? The Arrivederci Mario wine, commemorative wine from the last year from the vineyard that put that out.
Drink it.
Nah, that's like eating the Wheaties box. It's just wrong.
Okay, special Steve Jones Show promo for On the Mark and WKOK Sunrise. Here it is, guys. Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK Sunrise and On the Mark. Well, let's see. Tomorrow we'll have guests talking about the Lewisburg Garden Club, and they benefit the community with their garden tours that are coming up. And on the Mark, we'll talk about those billboards. They feature the ugly mugs of people like Kevin. Just kidding, Kevin. You can hear On the Mark and Sunrise on WKOK, WKOK.com, or you can just use the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That was good. One of the reasons, and there's a long list of reasons why I love doing this show and I love working at this station. Because, I mean, let's face it, I think there are a lot of places I probably could work, but I love to work here. Everybody likes everybody. Mark cracks me up. That was good. I like that one. I figured I would do my promo yesterday at the end by doing the Sunbury Broadcasting app, because I've never done it before. And I figured that I was interested to see what Mark would come back with.
Problem is, good. Mark's now taken 47 seconds of this program's time now. So
That's fine. That's fine. We have a general rule in this house. You know, all the pictures upstairs, and you know, we have three levels. So upstairs and on the main level, There's nothing. You've been in the house. You know that darn well. There's nothing about my career on either one of those levels.
No, I've never seen anything there.
I mean, zero. I mean, and I've never applied for any awards ever, but I've been given awards. Good Scout of the Year. When I would, you know, I gave a commencement speech. I was given a Nittany Lion when I did my 400th basketball game. They gave me a Nittany Lion. I've been named Volunteer of the Year. All that stuff's down here. You know? Then there's your house. You know, pictures of the kid, you know, put in the drawer.
It's not true.
Troy Polamalu. Jack Lambert footballs, things like that.
All the kid has Troy Polamalu pictures in his room.
Well, they have, does he have a picture of his parents in his room?
No. As a matter of fact, he doesn't. I don't know. I'm not sure teenager has pictures of their parents in their room.
No, they don't. They don't. No, none of them do. Zero. Take my word. No, but for example, I mean, like the pictures we have are all family. Kids, grandchildren. There's a picture of my late parents together. I mean, that's what we have up. I mean, you know me. I mean, I've got championship rings, and they're all in a drawer.
That's wrong. I know. I am really that offends me.
Why?
That offends me. Now I realize that you physically did not get any.
Exactly.
You did not participate to get those rings. I get that. I understand that, and yeah. I respect that view.
I participated in the realm of the years that I broadcast and the years that championships were won. Okay? I mean, I realized, quote, I did, quote, my part. How about that?
Right, right. You had a role in it, however significant or insignificant you may feel that is.
Right.
You had a role in it. And you were awarded that because the team felt, or representatives of the team, felt you deserved it.
But you hate the fact that, have you ever seen the rings?
No, I've never seen them. I want to see them someday.
I'll have to show you. Yeah, I apologize to you that you haven't. So I sincerely do apologize to you that I haven't.
It's all right. It's not.
No, no, seriously. It's something I. My apologies. I did not. I didn't realize you hadn't. I mean, it's not like I take them out and go, hey, look.
Well,
exactly. I don't really do that.
Exactly.
Do that.
There's a fine line between. There's a fine line between rubbing my nose in it and showing me.
Nah, I don't rub anybody's nose in it.
No, no, I'm not. No, and I wasn't insinuating that at all.
No. Okay. I just get asked to do the opening ceremony for Special Olympics. Yeah, okay.
I thought you were already doing that. You mentioned that the other
day. No.
Oh.
I do the VIP reception.
Okay.
So that I would have to, it's no big deal to walk from one to the other. I've never done the opening ceremony except the year I gave a speech as the honorary chairman. I did that. I always do the closing ceremony. I always do the VIP thing. Okay.
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about the University of Alabama Birmingham bringing football back, but it appears as though they brought back the other two sports that they axed.
Yeah. Yeah, rifle and bowling. Women's bowling.
Women's bowling, yeah. That was my only chance in an athletic scholarship in college, too, by the way.
So is your house like just adorned with junk?
No, well, actually, to be honest with you, taking vacation in July to get rid of some of that. there is a corner of the house that when my son was born, I had like a rec room. And when he was born, that rec room went away. So now I have a corner of the house. Now.
So he destroyed that.
He did. Yes. He took that away from me. He took away my den. So now I have a corner of the room.
Still resent that.
No, no, not a bit.
I feel like there should be a couch here, and I should be just listening. Uh huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day I feel I need therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Continue, Mr. Herr.
So I have a corner that has a curio cabinet or a
China
cabinet,
I
guess, would be the
best. What did your wife say about this?
She says nothing because she has her own little section. She has a corner curio cabinet as well.
Because I am the king of my castle.
No. She collects unicorns. Well, collected unicorns when she was younger.
Does she know they're not real?
I don't know. I never asked her. She never asked me about the memorabilia. I never asked her about the unicorns.
Are you afraid to an answer you might get?
There are just some things in a relationship, Steve, as you've been married quite a while, you just don't even worry about. And, you know, the collection that started before she met me, don't know anything about it.
Okay.
No, my collection is collection of stuff that I like, not necessarily stuff of value.
Okay, as somebody who seeks out autographs, is there a polite way to be told no?
Yeah, I think there is, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. How about it's my turn up at batting your practice. Here I come, busy.
Yeah, sorry, I got to go to work. I don't know. I don't know if there's a polite way to do it or not.
So, in other words, no matter what, and again, you're talking to somebody who's always said yes to, you know, I mean, I've said yes to, hey, come over and meet my parents, come over. I mean, so I've pretty much been the yes man.
There's only one time I've been denied, and that was by Ryan Howard.
And to this day, your hatred of
but
him.
You know what? He didn't say no, I have to go. They're calling me for batting practice, or they're calling me for... He just walked away and didn't say anything. That's what offended me. Now that you didn't even acknowledge my existence.
Huh?
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Speaking of, as I try to strategically change the subject.
I'm just saying, it's... Do you feel like they owe you?
I think you need to make a reasonable effort. What's a reasonable effort? I don't know. That depends.
Do you feel they owe you?
I think there's a responsibility if you have the time and the time permits. I think there is a responsibility as an athlete and a member of the public eye and a representative of, you know, a sports organization or whatever. Yeah, I think there is somewhat of a responsibility there.
Okay.
You know, just like if you were doing the broadcast and before the broadcast somebody said hi to you and you just walked right on by, you wouldn't do that. Because,
yeah, I know I wouldn't.
Because you feel
never,
you have
never,
a
re- yeah. I never have.
Because you feel you have a responsibility to the fan base and you understand that they're the ones that if they aren't there, you don't do what you do.
Right. I completely. I'm just asking you as a fan because I don't have any of these feelings.
No, I think there is a small responsibility there.
I don't want autographs from people. I never have. I had people give me stuff that are autographed, but I've never asked for it in my life. They've always said, hey, I think you'd like this. Oh, okay, fine. Thank you.
Well, I've never asked for it when I've been in like a work scenario. It's always been...
No, I don't mean that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying. I've paid for an autograph before at an event. Unfortunately. Oh, yeah, that was a mistake. It was Cordell Stewart. Should have been deducted as a charitable contribution.
So now you have autographs of football players, baseball players, and one of the cast members of Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's a good one. We'll come back with the Sepp Blatter resignation in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you think you can't afford a new car,
Sunbury Motors Hyundai says you can.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is Central Pennsylvania's volume Hyundai dealer.
We sell volume by making brand new Hyundais more affordable than other import brands.
Listen to this.
A brand new 2016 Hyundai Elantra Value Edition comes with push-button start, sunroof, Bluetooth, alloy wheels, and sells for only $17,827
or $218 per month.
You have to hurry because these 29 Elantras will be gone in 2 weeks. All new Hyundais come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. A brand new Elantra with lots of stuff for only $218 per month and comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
It's not a lease. You own it.
No wonder Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the volume Hyundai dealer in Central PA at volume pricing. Remember, when you think you can't afford a new car, Sunbury Motors Hyundai says
you can.
Hurry into Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
$218 per month for 84 months at 3.89% with 10% down plus tax and tax.
Yes, I would have played Roy Orbison's Only the Lonely, but that's up to you.
I decided to go with Autograph. Thought it was appropriate.
Sure, why not? Sepp Blatter resigned today, 4 days after proclaiming himself the president of everyone. Now, we all know what he meant by that. You know, you voted for the other guy. These people voted for me. I was elected president, so now I'm in charge of the entire body, and hopefully we can go together as one. That's what he meant. But it sure came out funny. I'm the president of everyone. Hey, hey, you go, sport. I'm kind of looking around waiting for my next direction from him. Today he resigned.
He's no longer the president of everyone.
Well, he has a big issue here, and the big issue is that you've got 9 people that are indicted. Now, what do you think the purpose of indicting 9 people happens to be when he's not indicted? What do you think the purpose is? How do you think the game's played? And unfortunately, I would rather just see justice instead of game playing, but unfortunately, game playing happens.
They're working their way up the ladder.
A little bit more than that. It's a little bit more than that. What do they want some of those 9 people to do?
Well, they're looking for somebody to flip and testify against him.
Right, to turn on him. And cases like these become very difficult when there's a primary person you've been trying to get and the other people don't turn because there's nothing to turn with. That's where you know you've got a loser. Well, I think he's worried that they've got 9 people and they might be willing to turn. I'm just guessing from the outside looking in, but that's my cheap analysis of why 4 days after this incredible triumph and how he's going to carry on into his 5th term, he's going to do this. I think he's talked to enough people where they may have indicted some people who are willing to be like the Vienna Boys Choir and sing. It's a huge problem.
I'm wondering through this whole thing, if there is evidence that comes out in the next several months to a year, would there be even time to find a new site for the World Cup games?
I think the next World Cup's fine. It's going to be in Russia. It's the one in 2022 in Qatar. Well, it's 2015. You got plenty of time. Now, I don't know as if they want to change it, but I would think 2026 becomes a big one for the United States because I know in 2030, you know, there's a real strong bid by South America. I think Uruguay is the one leading the bid, but to bring it to South America in 2030, reason being is that the 1930 World Cup was in South America. So it'd be the 100th anniversary of that. So they're trying to link the two. 2026 is the one that's wide open. And it's time for the United States to host it. And the benefit of having the World Cup here is exponentially different than having the Olympics here, because the World Cup is a month-long, 5 weeks, and it's all over the country. The entire country benefits from it. Games in Dallas, Chicago, New York, Washington, Miami, Los Angeles, Seattle. I mean, all over the place it would benefit, as opposed to one city getting a track meet for 2 weeks. You hate when I call it a track meet.
Yes, I do.
But essentially, that is what it is. And
when was the last time the U.S. Hosted the men? The women have been within the last 10 years.
1994.
When was it for the men?
1994.
Well, I thought it was longer than that.
Like further back? No. Remember, there was in 1994. They played the final in the Rose Bowl. In fact, the United States played Colombia in the Rose Bowl in 1994, and that's where the own goal took place, and the United States beat Colombia. And a month later, that dude was dead. Remember that?
No, I just remember the Women's World Cup being in the United States.
Yeah, that was in 96.
The U.S. actually won a few games in that one.
Yeah, they won it.
I was being facetious.
Some days I can't tell.